The first question. So, in your own words, how would you describe what you do here, NatWest Entrepreneur Accelerator?
Certainly. So, we are the world's largest free accelerator program. We support businesses to start, scale, and succeed. So, regardless of their stage of journey, we're here to help support them. What really sets us apart from everything else in the market is that our focus is on the person rather than the product or service. So we see ourselves as a people accelerator, working with people from a variety of different backgrounds. So, for example, in Bristol, we've worked with the UK's only loneliness charity, the Marmalade Trust, right the way up to an oil and gas company developing a piece of tech. They've just raised £1.2 million, their second round of funding. They're developing a piece of tech to revolutionise the sector. That's a £500 million industry. We've got three kind of pillars of support that we offer under the accelerator proposition. The first one is coaching. So each of our entrepreneurs on the proposition work with an acceleration manager, an experienced acceleration manager, whose job is to hold each of our entrepreneurs to account to what they say they're going to do, challenge them, push them outside of their comfort zone. We're not here to give them the solutions. We're here to enable them to think and act differently. The second element is community. So everything you see in this space is completely free of charge, so fully funded desk space, Wi-Fi, printing, so the co-working element, but it's a lot more than that. We have about 69, so we have about 70 on our accelerator program at any one time. And that's 69 other people that you can sort of connect to and bounce ideas off, which is really, really invaluable at the startup stage. And then the final part of what we do is network. So as a bank, we're the UK's largest lender to SMEs. This is going above and beyond that. And part of what we do is connect our entrepreneurs into our relevant customers to look at how they can add value. So whether they're looking to find new corporate customers, or whether they're looking for mentors, whether they're looking to set up a Twitter page, as simple as that, or build a board of non-exec directors, we like to think we can help them solve every problem they're coming to by surrounding them with a great pool of people.
Nice. So like you said, you focus on people. So like, is that in the sense that you get one person from like an early stage startup, someone has an idea, and what if there's more than one person? Do you then individually tailor it? So like, you might have a person that's good with technology and another person that's good socially. Do you then identify these characteristics, or how does it work if you're dealing from person to person?
Sure. So every entrepreneur who goes through the NatWest Accelerator Program has a bespoke learning journey with us. So we tailor the support we provide to every single entrepreneur. So it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all. We have lots of different workshops, which are obviously more targeted in their focus, or in terms of generic, in terms of talking about digital marketing or talking about, this afternoon we have a GDPR workshop, everybody's favorite topic at the moment. So we either offer really, really bespoke, so targeted focus support one-to-one, or generic support. With regards to the leaders, we work with whoever the entrepreneurial leaders are, and that can be multiple people. But we work our entrepreneurial acceleration manager, so our coaches in effect, with that leaders of the business at once. So I guess the biggest team that they've worked with and coached is a team of three co-founders. And we help to look at what the current challenges they're facing are, how they can overcome them. That's why, like I said, it's very bespoke to that one individual person. So they have their coaching session with their acceleration manager. If there's bits and pieces they need from the outside world in terms of that support, then we hook them up with the relevant person to add that value and take it to the next level and help them to join the dots and overcome that barrier.
Nice. So I suppose what initially interested you in working, or what got you involved in this kind of a business?
Me, myself?
Yeah, you personally.
Cool. So I had a very different university background to a lot of other people. I lived at home when I was at university, because midway through my second year, my soon-to-be wife and I, we set up and ran our own business. So we stocked and sold coffee beans from all over the world. We had a restaurant, we had a barista arm. We grew it to 17 people at its biggest, and then we sold it, all whilst I was at university. And then I got the opportunity to join the bank and saw the great work that this program was doing. I thought it would be really exciting to get involved. So I spent the first year of the time I was here supporting somebody else. looking at a couple of different bits and pieces in the entrepreneurship team, and about 18 months ago I took over running this proposition. For me, the big driver and motivator is that I get to add value to people on a day-to-day basis, and that's what it is. It's all about helping people to achieve their goals quicker than they otherwise would have done, with no strings attached, just looking at how we can join the dots. My role is to make NatWest the heart of the ecosystem.
Yeah.
So it's a very flexible role. Like, I'm given freedom to look at how we go about achieving that, and you get to work with some incredible people on a day-to-day basis.
Nice.
So yeah, very different role and a very exciting place to be in the bank.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. So could you give me some examples of startups from Bristol that have had real success, either through this accelerator or people that you've known, or just that have, I suppose, flourished from the Bristol scene?
Mm. So Bristol has got a thriving and buzzing startup scene, an ever more increasing scale-up scene, another buzzword. So let's go for one entrepreneur that's been through this proposition first. So when I was talking about the oil and gas company, so Brian from Rovco joined us back in August 2016. So coming up 2 years ago, or 20 months ago, joined us as a contractor. He basically delivers subsea surveys. So in layman's terms, underwater submarines that can be controlled from land that do surveys of equipment underneath. The water. He was doing this as a sort of he just left sort of corporate life and was doing this for himself. He started to work with our coaches and realized there was greater potential in this. So in the 18 months he was with us, he left us back in February. He grew from 1 to 10 members of staff. He raised his first round of funding. He's now just raised his second round of funding, 1.2 million, which will take him from 10 to 30 members of staff this year.
Excellent.
Allow him to purchase two more ROVs, which will allow him to effectively treble his workload, as well as developing a piece of tech to set themselves apart from a £500 million industry. And I guess that fits quite nicely in with the Bristol startup scene. So Bristol, as I said, is an exceptionally digital and technology-focused local ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the most well-known businesses that have come out of here are the likes of Ultra Haptics, so a business that's just based two doors down that way, spun out of University of Bristol, have grown from 3 to 60 members of staff in the last 2 years. They've raised £30 odd million of funding.
Nice.
Effectively, they, again, apologies, this is my layman's terms, but it's
okay.
Allowing you to touch sound waves.
Interesting.
Definitely worth checking out their website.
Yeah,
to find
like
out
it.
More. I'm sure that will give you a better description about what they do. Other big companies that have spun out of here, the likes of Graphcore and Blue Wireless.
Mm-hmm.
So again, two sort of well-known names in the local mm-hmm. ecosystem. And then you think about companies sort of with a bit more heritage and longer standing. So then you've got the likes of Aardman.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Dyson.
Yep.
So Dyson have got an office just up there, primarily based out of sort of Wiltshire, Dorset direction.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of entrepreneurial kind of vibe and buzziness here.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of support available for entrepreneurs in Bristol, particularly
yeah.
those starting up.
That's awesome. Do you have a favorite startup that's passed through this accelerator that you've worked with during this? I know it's hard for you to say. I can imagine it's like choosing your children. But
yeah.
If there's just, you can name a few or even one, or maybe perhaps an idea that you really loved from one, which you thought maybe was really unique in a certain sense.
As you said, trying to give a favorite is like trying to choose
yeah.
your kids. So we probably worked with about 500 businesses in the last 2.5 years in
yeah.
Bristol. So quite a large number to choose from.
I suppose then what would be the most unique sort of like business to change it from your favorite
yeah.
to the most unique, which might like interest people, say wow, that's something different.
Gosh, okay, let me I can first talk about what I think makes my favorite type of person to
yeah,
work
yeah
with.
Yeah, go for it.
Just because there's so many different ideas, like I said, so we've worked with everything from social enterprises have always got a big thing for me, because I love the fact they're doing it not for profit and it's for a social cause. And I love the fact that they're doing it for the good of somebody else rather than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
in terms of the types of person that I slash we enjoy working with. So it's somebody who has a real passion and vigor for what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
But they're not afraid to be challenged, mm-hmm. and they realize they're not perfect, but want to get a step closer to being perfect. Somebody who's also willing to challenge us. We don't want somebody who takes everything on board that we say.
Yeah.
We want people to talk back is the wrong word, but almost challenge what it is that we're asking people. Mm-hmm. This is not a comfortable environment, but it's a safe environment.
Yeah.
Where people can voice their opinions as long as they do it in the right way.
Yeah.
We really enjoy working with people who are really collaborative as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing about co-working spaces is you can go to a co-working space, sit down at 7:30 in the morning,
yeah.
work for 12 hours straight all the way through to 7:30 at night and not talk to anybody.
Yeah.
But that's not the type of place that we want here.
Yeah.
We want people who are in here from 7:30 till 7:30. They get their head down, stick their earphones in when they have to focus, but they take time out of their day to work with other people
yeah.
and work with us to deliver great content.
Yep.
So, for example, we've got a really, really fast-growing law firm in here, so a startup law firm, and this afternoon she is running our GDPR workshop. So that's the type of person that we want to work with. So she's fast-growing, she's exceptionally busy, she's just taken on an extra 2 members of staff, but she realizes the importance and the power of her knowledge and her network that she can bring to it. So she's taking an hour and a half out of her diary this afternoon just to go, right, lots of people are asking about GDPR, the deadline's coming up, it's the 25th of May or something.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do something to upskill you really, really quickly. So we're putting a session on her this afternoon, we've got 60 people coming. And that's the type of person that we really, really want to work with. But also, like I said, who have that vision in mind and are constantly striving and working towards it. And people who want to demand our time as well.
Yeah.
We're here to support you.
Yeah.
Too often people don't ask enough of us. We want to help people, but it's got to be driven by the entrepreneur
yeah.
rather than by us.
Yeah.
So it's for the right reasons rather than it be perceived that it's for our reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the type of person we look for. Have a think about
that's okay. favorite
ideas.
No worries, have a think. That's right. So do you feel that the Bristol startup scene is unique in a certain way? And if so, what sets it apart from the rest of the country? Like you mentioned that it's got a good like tech scene or it's strong in that sense. Do you think that's a defining factor to it? Or do you think there's other things that Bristol has which is unique to other places?
Yeah. So tech and digital are a really big thing for the city. I think we have the third largest GVA, so gross value add,
mm-hmm.
In terms of tech and digital in the UK. The only other cities or towns ahead of us are Reading and London.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Reading is because of its proximity to yeah. London and the fact that it's got some pretty huge tech firms there, the likes of Oracle and Huawei,
mm-hmm.
Based in that general vicinity. What I think really sets Bristol apart from every other city is its collaborative nature.
Mm-hmm.
So I work really closely with the other kind of incubator, co-working, accelerator managers in mm-hmm. the city, where people think we'd naturally be in competition. It's all about how we work together because we're all fighting and supporting entrepreneurs to grow and scale their offering. So we get together once a month just to look at what are the challenges that each of us are facing and how we can work together to solve them. We also have a really collaborative university network locally. So in the city, you've got both the University of Bristol, who are more of a traditional-based university, more about learning, but they have a large number of tech spin-outs. So they go closely in with Set Squared, so another incubator just down the road, the global leading university-led spin-out incubator, I think. So there's a great support network for those guys. We also work really closely with UWE, so the University of West of England,
mm-hmm.
Who are exceptionally in touch with the local business network,
mm-hmm.
And do a lot with the likes of us as acceleration hubs. You've got Business West, you've got other recruiters. That's another big thing for the city. We've got an active Chamber of Commerce. So Business West are quite a huge organization here,
mm-hmm.
providing lots of different types of support. And they offer that to a broad range of people, which again, it's not necessarily council-led.
Yeah.
Has a different vibe about it. So people in Bristol are exceptionally open, which makes it easier to collaborate and allows that joined up approach. That's the great thing about Bristol.
Yeah.
You get the vibe of a big city.
Uh-huh.
So you get the vibe of London, but it's not, the people are, what am I trying to say? The people are nicer.
I get what you're saying. There's more of a community feel here. It's got that same energy that you might expect of a big city.
But people talk to one another. Yeah. That's the big difference here versus London. You can say hello to people on the street and they don't look at you funnily. But yeah, that's the biggest difference between here and London.
Yeah.
That collaborative, that community, that spirit of togetherness and all working towards that same common cause. So yeah, that's why I love Bristol.
Awesome. Yeah, myself included. What advice would you have for someone looking to create a startup or build a startup in Bristol?
Okay, so three top tips for anybody looking to set up a startup in general. Focus, so be really clear about what it is that you're looking to achieve and continuously take steps towards it. Being an entrepreneur, I say all the time, is like being a magpie. There's lots of different bright, shiny things you can be distracted by, but focus on one area at a time. So if you're an ideas kind of person, you're generating lots of ideas, focus on one idea first, iterate fast, build, measure, learn. If it doesn't work, fail fast, fail cheap, move on to the next idea. That's top tip number one. The top tip number two is work with some great people. So find out or think about what's really important to you and work out who can add most value to what it is that you're looking to achieve and who gives you the best energy, both personally and professionally, and surround yourself with those people. So if you don't surround yourself with the right types of people, you'll find your energy being sapped and you won't be as dedicated and as continuously striving for that next goal as much as you could be. And like I said, that also fits with your personal life. So being an entrepreneur, you've got to be really, really dedicated. So particularly when you're setting up your first ever business, your family and friends will probably think you're crazy for leaving a well-paid job or, you know, a guaranteed paying job of X pounds a month. You lose that instantly. So make sure you surround yourself with people who really understand that or give you the right sort of energy and enthusiasm and encouragement. Sometimes you just need to keep going, Matt, to just carry on doing it. And the final thing is always think about your customers. Your customers are the most important part in any business. And if you don't continuously validate what your customer looks like, your product will go through the blockbuster effect or the Kodak effect, where you think you're delivering a great quality service, you've got a large number of people coming to your door, but as soon as an advertisement comes along, you're old news in your old hat and you'll go out of business quicker than ever before.
Yeah.
So make sure that you continuously validate who your customer base is, what that person, whether it's men, women, 25s to 35s, single, married, whatever that customer looks like, make sure you have a really clear idea in your mind and speak to them. It's great painting a picture about what you think your customers look like, but if your customer doesn't look like that, you'll design something that's not relevant to them. So always keep the customer at the heart of everything you do.
Awesome. Last question then. NatWest Entrepreneur Accelerator, I know it runs out of here in Bristol. Do you have other sites in the UK? Whereabouts? How many?
So we have 12 hubs up and down the UK. Up in Scotland, under the Royal Bank of Scotland brand, we've got Edinburgh and Glasgow. So recently relaunched in Glasgow into Kirkstone House. We have got one over in Belfast under the Ulster Bank brand. And then we have another 9 in England and Wales. So from sort of north down, we've got Leeds, Manchester, Newcastle. Then we've got Birmingham, Bristol and Cardiff. We then have London, Milton Keynes and Brighton. So 12 hubs up and down the UK. Over the last 3 and a bit years, 3,800 entrepreneurs, 650 million turnover, 250 million investment, 8,000 jobs, 87% one-year survival rate. So we like to think we're making a real difference to the UK economy.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, so applications open this, hopefully, the first few weeks of June. If you visit natwest.com/accelerator or ruralbank.com/accelerator or ulsterbank.com.
What does the process look like? So if someone was to go and apply, what would they have ahead of them?
Yeah. So online application form takes an hour to complete, asking you about what your business is, what you currently do, what your challenges are, what your weaknesses are. If you're successful through that stage, we invite you in for an interview. We interview very differently. We bring in groups of 8 to 10 people at once, and we interview you one by one in 8 minutes. So 60-second pitch, 7 minutes of Q&A, where we're really looking to test the person. Obviously, you can't find out a lot about a business in eight minutes. It's about trying to find out more about the person. Are they the right type of person for this place, and can we help them? Because we're not for everybody. And if they're successful, they'll be invited to join us. Our next intake date will be in October. That's every hub across the UK. To join us for a day and a half long ignition, which will kickstart the programme, where we'll go through in more detail what the programme looks like. So yeah, awesome. Not long to go.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much.
Cheers, Sam.
Your fans today. Awesome.